Hello, and welcome to Jaded. This is Jody. It's Monday, April 10th, 2017. Go figure. My, how time does fly. On my way to my therapy appointment, where it appears we will be looking at EMDR, which is a type of therapy that tries to help crazy, screwed up people like me. And, well, I guess, I'm not real sure how I feel about it. Spoke to a couple people, and, a lot of it sounds like brouhaha and witchery or voodoo or even just, going back to your childhood is not going to fix all of your problems today. But, hey, you know what? Nothing else is fixing them, so maybe if I'm lucky, maybe this will actually do something for me on my quest to stop being such a fucked up person. Because basically that's all I can attest to, is some days I feel very with it, some days I feel very out of it, other days I feel on top of it, other days I don't know how I could ever have felt on top of it. And the inconsistency and the frequent interruptions of anything that one might call a balance, well, let's just say it's not really doing well for me. So, heading down to see my wonderful therapist, who I've got to give her credit. She's got to be at least 10 years younger than me and has a master's degree in behavioral science, which, like I said, I got to give her credit. Master's at her age. Either her parents taught her well, or the universe aligned correctly, or I don't know, I'm just hoping she did something right and she can help me do my life right. So, a little apprehension today going to my appointment, of course. When it comes down to actually fixing your problems, the one thing you have to own is that your problems were created by you. And as much as I would like to blame my actions upon previous experiences or traumatic events, the bottom line is I have still created every problem, every tangle, every upset, every offense that anyone feels towards me. I own that. I am also responsible for that. I will never ever say that I am not responsible for the havoc that I've wrecked in my life, because absolutely I am, and I am the only one who can stake claim to that. And it's not an easy thing to do. Let me reassure those who think it sounds oh so easy. It is not. But my life is a daily, constant reminder of my own shortcomings, of the bridges I've burned, of the choices I've made, and I'm not looking to erase any of those. I'm not looking to magically make them excusable. I'm simply looking for a way to do them better, to tread with caution, to respect, to appreciate, and to actually try to help, which I think is a big part of who I am. I really do want to help whatever suffering of mankind that I can, and of course that does start with my own children, where once I can get any of them on this podcast, they will surely attest that there has been much suffering at my hands. and I can't change that. I can't erase that again. I can't make that not be. I was who I was at that point in time. The choices I made, I felt, were the best choices for me and them at that time. Time may have proven that I was not the wisest, that my choices were not the best. However, nobody but me was in those shoes when I made that choice. And now that I'm old enough to recognize that those small decisions and those choices that don't seem so huge at the time, but that ended up over years and years affecting other people, affecting my offspring, I'm now old enough and wise enough to know that I can have a choice in those actions. I can be better prepared when those choices come. I can be aware of when I am down and out and desperate, and when it's okay to say, I'm not ready to make that choice, I'm not ready to make that decision, or just to say, you know, there might be another way to look at this. That's really what I'm hoping for. There is still a lot of life left to live, I hope. Having lost someone that I cared about very much when he was only 29, I do tend to question how much time any of us has and what any of us are doing with the time that we may or may not have left. And part of me gets judgy, judgmental, know-it-all, rude, snobby. Call it what you will. I've suffered a loss that I had never suffered before, that I would wish upon no one. But yet a part of me yearns to have them know how precious life is and how fleeting it can be. Because most days all I want to do is embrace every positive feeling that I have, run with it, whether it be missing work or blowing off obligations. If I'm caught up in a moment where I feel good, where I feel really good, and it involves another person, and there's a chance that they or I may not be here in a few hours, may not be here in a day, may not take another breath beyond the time we are together, I kind of get lost in that. And I understand that that is not healthy, not optimal, but it is nonetheless what my heart desires. And watching someone so young lose their tomorrows, it's hard not to delve in as deep as possible to my todays. So again, back on the path to the therapist, gonna check out this EMDR. Suppose I've got to be honest about some things that I'm trying not to face, actions of my own that possibly hurt or wounded another, that I can justify till the end of time. Should not be that difficult, shouldn't be that hard. I'm really not one to judge that. My life experiences are definitely uncommon. My way of approaching emotional situations is one from a place of wounded, hurt, and therefore my actions, I can excuse them real quick in my head, but in real life, well, it's coming, it's becoming very evident that the world does not exist on my level of rationale, and I may have hurt somebody that I really, really love. So, sorry to be so brief. And I know this whole thing seems a little odd, but this is my life, and this is the best, easiest, most appropriate way I can find to acclimate you to who I am, what I'm trying to do, and why I feel it's worth it. So, thank you for listening. Have a great day.